Welcome to Shuffle Bloody Shuffle, unearthing metal's bangers and clangers through the decades. I'm here, John's over there. How are you doing, John? How are you? How was that? Was that my debut intro?
It was.
Really unnatural again, John. Actually, I hate doing that as well. Can you do the intros and outros? I think you feel more comfortable doing it. I felt horrible.
So basically you want to sub off and remain off.
As the intro ends.
Yep.
Sub me on.
Yep.
I come on and then we play the game.
It gets
to the end. You want to save my legs towards the end.
Yep.
And sub me off as you do the outro, and then I'll be back next week.
Football analogy there for
didn't have to be football. Could have been another sport.
Okay, next week I'll do it. Yeah, I'm after 34 episodes or whatever. Thanks for asking. I'm good.
Oh, you are good.
I'm good. Chilling. I'm good. Too
Excellent.
Blessed to be stressed, as they say.
Who says that?
I don't know. People.
Who Rob Halford says that?
Well, I'll save you. I've actually got a Rob Halford quote to end on.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. I did think about the ending, but I'll save that for the end. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm quite looking forward to this week. I didn't think I would, and yeah, I'm quite excited to talk speed metal.
Talk speed.
Speed.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
I knew what the definition of it was.
Yep, fast.
And fast heavy metal. And I think I felt like I'd heard it a bit, but I never actively listened to it and listened to an album of that style or anything before. So I was quite excited to delve into it.
Nice. Excited.
Exactly. I was excited.
Okay, should we just jump straight on in? And I guess, well, both two albums that we got given, Judas Priest, Painkiller, and Exciter, Kill After Kill, coming out in 1990 and 1992, respectively.
Yeah.
Shall we jump straight on in with Painkiller?
Painkiller, Judas Priest.
Have you ever checked out Judas Priest before? I mean, obviously, apart from the kind of real obvious points, were they a band that you ever sort of gave much time to?
Not really, no. But I've always quite liked them. I've never given them much time. The only album I've listened to, and probably not that intently, was what's the one that came out in the early 80s? It's got the yellow front cover.
Ooh.
It's got the song You've Got Another Thing Coming, one of those sort of hits.
With the sort of bird on the front.
That's it. I listened to that before.
I forget what that's called. But yeah, I've never done that one. I think the only one I ever really gave time to was Painkiller and I think British Steel.
British Steel. Well, it got a fist on it. It's got a fist on it?
British Steel?
Yeah.
No, it's got a hand holding that like razor, you know, like a...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I was close with... Mine was still a hand, but in a fist form.
Yeah. The like a fist, but the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's obviously quite probably one of their most like iconic records, right?
Yeah. It's like a heavy metal classic, isn't it?
Yeah, huge band. I've just like dipped my toes in here and there, but
never stuck your what in? what were you going to say?
I said never stuck with.
Oh, it's never stuck with. Okay, sorry. I've never listened to an album in full by them properly. So I was excited to do so.
Until now. Yeah, nice.
And especially when the artwork looks as good as that as well. It's very appealing.
It's such good artwork.
It invited me in.
Yeah. It's so 90s, but with an 80s chrome tin.
Yeah, it's got a lot of chrome going on, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it though. Really cool.
Yeah,
really
I do.
Cool artwork. Okay, let's start. What? Painkiller, opener. Wow. Thoughts?
Oh, what a song, man.
Yeah.
Great. Do you know what? We haven't done this before where we haven't asked what we think of the album overall and then broke it and we've gone straight in on a track one. You know what I think? I don't know what you think.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about the song.
Okay, tell me what you think about the song.
I actually wrote down this question when I was doing my notes. I was like, is this up there with possibly like one of the best album intros like an album opener of all time?
God, I don't know. I mean, I didn't think that far with it, but like
it's a bold claim, but
it's a very good. It's an amazing drummer intro, isn't it?
Yep. And then it just sort of sets the scene, doesn't it? And then it kind of, you get that like guitar wail into that riff, and what a good riff as well.
And it's, I mean, when you look at the songs and you listen to this album, there's no doubt which song should be opening it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
This is it. It's the perfect opener for this.
Yeah, agreed.
And
incredible song.
Like Rob Halford's voice on it, they got that, they're kind of like, he sounds a bit like a witch.
In the verse, you mean?
Yeah,
he does. I'm not quite sure why, but it sounds so cool.
It's really cool, man. And the I was reading about this, and so the drummer on this album, who I think is integral to what the sound is on this album.
Yep.
This was his first album with a band, wasn't it? He long-term drummer before left, and he joined. And I'm going to assume that him joining the band is a massive part of what, because their sound's different on this, isn't it, compared to the stuff before then. It's a lot heavier anyway, like at least production-wise and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how they went. Like, were they ever quite double kick heavy previously? I don't remember it being like that.
I felt like the stuff I bought by them before was good, but as far as metal goes, it was definitely on the sort of softer side in comparison to this.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
But it's great, man. Overall, the album, I had a really good time with it, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's up there for me now for like a sort of, if I want to listen to like a kind of heavy metal album.
Yeah. I was worried, not worried, but kind of concerned how you were going to get on with the vocals, because I think as we've realized doing more of this pod that you're like allowing that kind of higher pitched vocal to ooze into
I'm letting it in.
Yeah, you're letting it in.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, man, because it really does add a whole new dimension to metal, I think, having that high vocal.
Yeah. But Rob Halford, though, he is quite diverse. Like he's got a bit of a range, isn't he? It's all on the higher end, but he's not doing the same thing, is he?
No, definitely. He's got a good range, very good range. Mm. And I'll tell you what, he's so good at writing a hook.
Yeah, some good hooks on here, isn't there?
Huge. Like, more or less every chorus was a hook.
Mm. Yeah.
Hell Patrol, I loved, track two. I thought it was still fast. It still kept up the tempo, but it was it wasn't as fast as Painkiller, but it was arguably just as good a song. Like, it was a straight up another banger for sure.
Can I be honest, right? I liked it. But it wasn't like a highlight for me. I thought it was a solid, good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it's not the one. I've got a few highlights on this album, and that's not one of them, actually.
Interesting. For me, it was one of my favourites.
Really?
I just loved the chorus. Really loved the chorus.
Can't remember it. Oh, I can't remember it. Sing it to me. In the way he does it. In leather, please.
In leather, yeah. Hellbent for leather. Or Leather Rebel. Okay. How did you feel about leather? From leather to leather. How did you feel about Leather Rebel?
I liked it, man. I thought it was really good. I thought it reminded me a little bit of Maiden. Had a bit of a gallopy feel to it.
Yeah, the double kick in it was pretty ferocious and like didn't really stop.
No, man. He was unreal drummer, wasn't he?
Do you know the show? Was he in a band before?
Huh?
Was he in a band before?
He was in a band that I've never heard of called Racer X.
Racer X, no, I'm
Racer X. Yeah, I don't know who though. It sounds like an old PlayStation game.
Yeah,
but he was in that band and then formed them. But yeah, I think his production as well. The sound of the drums are really powerful.
Yeah, really powerful. The production overall was really good. I thought
really good, man. Sounds huge.
Yeah, sounds really huge without sounding fake.
No. It flirted the line. Well, and I think with a band like Judas Priest, you do need a bit of a big production because they're a big stadium band, aren't they?
Yeah.
I feel like, though, we've skipped a song that was one of my highlights.
All Guns Blazing.
Yeah, love that.
I really enjoyed the kind of slow riff
that was in that.
which is quite ironic for speed metal week. But
well, they did basically, was it the main riff, and they just slowed the drums like half time over the top of it, but kind of kept the riff at the same pace.
Yeah,
that it was at when it was faster. Much.
And it sort of kept the, it was the same hook as the vocal as well, which was interesting.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But it didn't feel like, oh, this is just one note type thing. It was
no.
It was really cool.
I thought that was a really good song as well. I had a good solo in it. Of all the hooks, the hook in this one's the one that sticks in my head the most.
Yes, it is quite like that. It's quite like that. Then I feel it started to have a little bit of a slow patch with Metal Meltdown. I thought that song was actually pretty bad.
I can't remember the chorus. But is that the one that starts with, it's got a bit of like a guitar solo, like a bit, you know, a bit like Eruption by Van Halen. It's a bit like that at the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. He shreds the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's quite a flex. And then it sort of goes into a song which isn't as good as the intro led you to believe.
Yes, I agree.
The chorus was, it felt juvenile, which is, they don't sound at all anywhere juvenile on the rest of the record, but the chorus on that, I don't know, man, it just wasn't the one.
I was going to ask you, right, what are your feelings on when bands use the word like metal in their song titles?
I think, it's, again, one of those things over time that, like, I love it now.
You love it now, don't you?
Yeah, I love it now, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did.
I love it. I mean, embrace it. Do you know what I mean? Like, make it... It is what it is.
I'm starting to do this. I'm starting to embrace this stuff a bit more.
Good.
This would have really put me off.
Would it?
When I was younger...
It doesn't help that the song is a bit doo-doo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what you're saying. When you're younger...
However, the next track, Nightcrawler.
Yep.
That's a great song.
Great song. It had that kind of spooky, synthy intro before that kind of pounding riff comes in. And another point, I just said, like, love the vocal melodies of the verse with the great chorus. It's like, he is so much of the band, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, man. But ironically, this was his last album for a long time with them.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he left.
So he left after this... And they got a guy in that, is it Tim Ripper Owens? And he became the singer for, I don't know how long he was in the band for, but I think at least through the 90s and stuff. But his story was loose. Did you ever see that film Rockstar?
No.
Who was in it? It was a film about a guy who was like in a tribute band to his favorite band. And then he ended up joining... It's really cheesy, but it's apparently based on this. Tim Ripper Owens' story, in getting into Judas Priest.
Interesting. I thought Rob Halford was a mainstay from start to finish. Well, not finished, they're still going, aren't they?
They are still going, yeah. In fact, actually, Spotify told me they've just released something new.
Yeah, I think they had an album come out like really not long ago.
Really?
Yeah, an EP on 22nd of February. So yeah, what's that last
one? How old is Rob Halford?
Old. Oh.
How old do you think he is?
Too old, baby. I mean, he's got to be pushing 70 odd, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's 72.
That's crazy.
It's mad, isn't it?
Have you ever seen him on Instagram or like some of the posts he put out?
No, what does he do?
It's crazy poses, but it's just like undeniably Rob Halford. It's so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, really funny guy. Okay.
Right, let's have a look at the rest of the tracks, because there's some really good ones on here as well, man. After, I have to say Nightcrawler as well, I think the main riff mm-hmm. in it was probably the best on the album, riff-wise.
Do you think?
Really good.
Better than Painkiller?
Yeah.
Unsure about that, but great riff. Both great riffs.
Yeah, great riffs. I mean, there's so many great riffs on it. The next track as well, Between the Hammer and the Anvil, love that one as well. That was one of my favourites.
Yeah, that was really good. It was really weird because it starts off almost like Dope Smoker by Sleep. It's got that kind of guitar that just hits the...
Rings out those riffs. Yeah, it's got a slight doomy nature to it, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. It's slightly slower overall, isn't it, the whole song?
Yeah.
But really good.
Yeah, really good, man. And then the next one, it's weird. Do we normally do this, just go track by track?
No, but I'm enjoying it.
I feel like there's not that. I feel like each one deserves a mention, and there's not actually that many on here. It feels like
it's strange, right? Because the album's 55 minutes long, but it didn't feel like it was that long.
Not really. No, I know. But there's the one afterwards was like a kind of a slower pace, but
A Touch of Evil.
Yeah, but I felt like it went well with the album in that sense. Like it was kind of quite a welcome change.
Yes, it was for me. I could imagine it being written for Ozzy Osbourne, like his solo stuff.
It was quite it was quite 80s, wasn't it?
That's in my notes. It felt very 80s.
Yeah. But it's got synths going off there, hasn't it? There's a little bit of glam to it as well.
Yeah. That's why I thought it'd be perfect for an Aussie, like a solo Aussie album, single, sorry. Mm. But yeah, no, same boat, man. That song's really cool. Battle Hymn, little interlude after.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then I think One Shot of Glory then was where I think you could probably cut that.
I lost
the
interest. I can't remember it. I remember listening to it and thinking, this doesn't feel like a closer at all. It just feels like a bit of a filler track.
Yes, absolutely. Like, it didn't do much for me either. No. I sort of lost interest with that one. And then Living Bad Dreams to end on, again.
Oh, hang on. I think that might have been a reissue.
Really? So it ended on One Shot of Glory?
Wait, let me have a look.
Because there's a live song at the end.
Yeah. So, do you say Living Bad Dreams?
Yeah.
That was a bonus track that came out in 2001, but it was recorded in the sessions.
During Painkiller. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, because again, that was another one I could imagine Ozzy doing. It was a pretty cool song, but I guess it was very similar to A Touch of Evil. It had that same kind of balance.
Oh, it was a bit of a slower one, slightly not ballady, but it was
exactly. Okay, so One Shot of Glory was the end.
So it's not a great end, is it? It's nearly 7 minutes long as well.
Yeah, agreed. Cut that and you've got a really solid album.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I mean, overall success, what do you have a score?
I've got a little bit of a range, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've got one written down, but...
Have you?
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go on, show your hand.
And a really enjoyable 4.6.
4.6?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, no. I'll tell you my range. Mm-hmm. I was between a 4.2 and a 4.5. Okay. I was going to let you talk me up between the ranges, but I am going to go for the max on that. I'm going for the 4.5. I think it's a 9 out of 10 album.
Yeah, I think it is, man. I think it's one that you can chuck on and immediately love, especially with Painkiller, that intro. And like, if the last song is the only song that you're sort of like losing a bit of interest on, that's not the worst thing in the world, is it?
No, and you got that metal meltdown in the beginning, in the middle of it, which I think kind of knocked it back a little bit for me. But
yeah, that's true.
Other than that, it's a really good, solid, like heavy metal album, heavy metal / speed metal album. Do you call it a speed metal album, John? Or are you just sort of like, it's a heavy metal album, but it's quite a bit of speed metal in there?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much, for me, maybe that's what speed is. It's like, it's probably more like a... It takes heavy metal and thrash and just sort of like collects them together as speed. But I don't think there's necessarily a speed metal album, if that makes sense.
I don't know, man. I mean, what we're doing next.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. What, Exciter then?
Exciter. Kill After Kill. 92. After Kill.
You excited?
I was excited because... It was a speed metal band, and I had this worry that we were going to get something that was not speed metal. We'd have to, yeah. So that was where my excitement came from. So I was excited, yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, how did you get on with it?
Do you know what? I had a good time with this.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Why is that funny?
I hated it.
You hated it?
I hated it.
Why is that? I don't know why that's funny. I assumed you would have liked it equally as much as I was, at least.
I really struggled with it a lot.
Really?
The vocals for me, man, they were grating. Yeah, I know.
The fucking shit you listen to, you.
What? right.
Joking. But yeah, but that I, it's weird that I enjoyed the vocals, and you normally have a much more of a tolerance towards this sort of thing.
It wasn't the pitch so much. It was his lyrics and delivery. It just, I found it grating.
Do you know what? I'm surprised, John. All right, come on, get into it. Tell me.
So, yeah, I mean, so Reign of Terror, I guess it was very, it was like a kind of hangover of 80s thrash is how I felt with this song.
Okay.
But I felt the chorus was really bad, really bad. But everything else was passable.
Okay.
You?
Do you know what? It wasn't a highlight of the album for me. I thought there was much better songs on the album than this one. So it was maybe a bit of a strange choice for an opener. It wasn't that killer in that sense.
Yeah.
But I'm still sort of getting over how much you hated this.
It wasn't until Shadow on the Cross where that was the first time I heard a good riff on the album.
That's the best song, man.
Oh, yeah. But again, like the vocals really annoyed me. Apart from the chorus was all right. The vocals were okay there, and it had that kind of good riff behind it as well. But man, I struggled.
Do you know what? The vocals, like, they didn't bother me in the slightest. Like, what he was doing for me totally complimented their sounds. Like, I had no issue with them at all. No.
That's interesting, man.
Are you sure you're not me?
Did I listen to the right album?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Have we swapped? Do you know what I'll say, though, about this band? I don't know if you agree. You probably won't. I felt that they were actually better when they were slower.
No. So
I can't be fucked to talk to you.
Basically, everything you're saying, I'm just going to completely disagree.
Yeah, I know.
Disagree
it's intentional.
With. It is intentional.
Is this because I took the intro away from you?
Yeah. I'm just going to shit on albums till I get it back.
I know. Remember, I gave it back. I'm being subbed off.
You gave it back immediately.
No, I mean, I hate it.
Dog Eat Dog. That was one of the better, punchier tracks, I thought.
Yeah.
But then again, after that, I just lost interest.
I thought this album was good fun. I had a good time with it. I enjoyed myself. I thought it was start to finish, like, there was nothing that really bothered me in that sense. I could do the album quite happily.
Yeah.
And it was a good length as well. It was like 38 minutes?
Yeah, 1 second shy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the kind of best thing it had going for it.
That's not a good thing, is it? It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Yeah, man. It's this one's a no from me.
It's a no from you.
Yeah. Like, and especially doing it with Painkiller.
They're very different sounding, aren't they?
They are, but one was so good, one wasn't.
I know, but they were just so different. And I do think this was a good album.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
What was your standout on it?
Shadow of the Cross.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I really liked the riff in it. I thought it was great.
The riff was really good. Like, really good.
I liked, what else? Like Cold Blooded Murder, I thought was really good. Do you know what? In general, I enjoyed the album.
That's surprising to me.
Do you know what? What I've read about this as well is I might be in the minority here of Exciter fans. I don't think this is quite well regarded in their discography either. Yeah. So I don't think it was that well received as an album anyway, but I enjoyed myself.
Well, that's all that matters. Where did it stand in there? Like, how many albums was this in? Four?
Well, they started in the early to mid-80s, and this was 92. So they did about around there, maybe four or five before?
Yeah, four or five, it looks like.
Did the production for you play a part in your dislike? Because the production's quite...
Nope. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It just didn't click.
Didn't click with you?
No. I'm actually looking back at their old albums, and there's one called Long Live the Loud.
There's got to be a live album, right? Oh, no, Long Live.
Yeah, not Long Live. Long Live the Loud.
That makes no sense at all.
And it's such good artwork.
Yeah?
really good. It's like some dude holding a sword up in the air with some naked woman like throwing herself over him with a head on a spike in the background. Like, I would want to listen to this if I saw it.
Okay. What about, okay, can you look at the Unveiling the Wicked album cover and tell me if you think the same thing, the one afterwards?
Oh my God.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that artwork?
Oh, geez, that's bad, isn't it?
Is it? Is it incredible like synergy?
Yes. Yeah. I put it on the same, and arguably a bit, well, it's different, right? Because this is, they've gone for a practical effect here.
I know.
For people listening in, it's like, imagine an extremely huge close-up of a woman's face. Half of it is like a child. Like,
this isn't a picture, this is a photo, isn't it?
This is a photo. This is a photo, yeah. Not a painting or illustration. And half of the face is like a child's face paint of a witch, just like all one tone, basically, all green. And she's sort of like peeling back her own flesh with the wicked that's underneath. If you can.
It's realistic.
Is it?
No, it's awful. it's so bad.
I almost want to like collate these images that we speak about and put them out so people can sort of see what we're talking about.
Yeah. So back to the Kill After Kill, though. The artwork for that one.
Huh?
Jeffy. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's part of the show, John.
It is part of the show, you're right. Yeah, go on.
The artwork for that, the one that they had on Spotify is different to what they've got here on their Wikipedia page for the album.
Go on.
Well, I like the artwork on the Spotify one. It looked a bit like what did it look like? It looked like might have been sort of a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a very like 80s horror movie vibe.
Yeah, I liked it. Whereas the one on here is so dull.
What is it?
It's just a black background with the title and the name on it.
Oh.
That must be the original, I guess. Maybe they reissued it with a different artwork.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, it looks almost like Creepshow, like a...
Yeah, but it's quite...
Also 80s horror, but in a different way.
Yeah. The other one was much better.
I actually enjoy both of them, to be honest.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the only nicety I have to say on the matter.
All right, let's get your score. I'm curious. Is this going to be your lowest score of the season, do you think?
I don't even... What is my lowest score? I think it was like a 2.4. Can you go first? I actually don't have anything written down for this.
Got nothing, right? Okay, I'm going to give this a 3.7.
Okay. I think for me, this is a 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, no, this is a 2.3.
Whoa. Can you imagine the guys in the Exciter listening to this going 2.5, but he didn't like it, so that's not bad. And then you take it down at the very end as well. And it like,
yeah, I just screwed him over.
Yeah, because I think you want to make this down the bottom for the... I feel like you've got something against it.
Oh, there's nothing... if it was better, I'd enjoy it. You know, it's quite
all
simple.
Right.
It's a simple tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I needed another football reference then.
Okay. Well, Speed. That was Speed. Thanks.
I had a good time with it this week.
I mean, I did, but that was 99% down to Judas Priest.
Yeah. Did you listen to this album much, Exciter? I don't think you did.
Twice. Yeah.
Enough,
yeah.
Once was enough.
I'm interested to know, well, like you said, I guess, that you thought other fans of Exciter weren't thrilled by it or it wasn't as well received as... previous efforts.
No, I get the impression they're one of those bands that their stuff they did, the first couple of albums they did are really, you know, well respected, and maybe they dropped off a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, they could just never recreate that magic.
I'm probably going to guess around the time of the one with the artwork with a woman's face.
Yeah, that's probably the downfall of it.
I think that's maybe when it happened.
Oh, mate, they've...
What are you looking at?
All their other artworks.
Oh, okay.
The one in 84. The one in 84. Yeah, Violence and Force. It's like there's a door that's being opened up by like this hand. It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I quite like that.
I mean, it's interesting.
I quite like that. It's silly, but I quite like it.
All right. Well, look, that's enough Exciter for today.
Yeah?
I think so. Unless you've got anything else to say.
No, I don't. I know. I think it's wasted on you.
I think. Oh my gosh.
What are you looking at now?
They're 2010.
Remember, we're not visual.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry for all the listeners, but I think everybody go to Spotify immediately, like, and type in Exciter.
Keep the podcast on whilst there.
Podcast on. Yeah, keep it on.
What are we going to? I mean, I'm interested. What is
it? Go to 2010's Death Machine. Click it as well to make it as big as you can.
I can't get it. It's not on mine.
Really? What?
There's no page for it.
Weird.
Right, let me have a look. I want to see it.
It's a really bad Photoshop job of a woman that's sort of tied up. I assume it's a woman. It's impossible to tell, really. And like someone holding a chainsaw.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrendously bad.
It's really bad. I feel like it doesn't quite fit. What is that?
Yeah, I know. Wow. Collectively, these are actually some of the worst artworks I've seen, apart from Long Live the Loud.
That looks like a sort of a weird bootleg game that you'd see someone selling at a boot fair.
Yeah. Like House of the Dead 12.
I'm talking about Death Machine, by the way. Yeah, exactly. Something that's like a Resident Evil ripoff.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on from Exciter.
Yeah, sorry, that's enough.
John wasn't excited by them.
I was.
Yeah. Okay, right. So, next, I believe, I'm not even looking at the list now, John, which has been my problem in the past, but have we only got folk metal and British metal left to do?
I want to say yes, that is all that is left.
I think we have. I will check the list, though, because that would be embarrassing. Let me have a look. I believe, though, that is all we've got left. And we are done with the 90s. I'm not going to look for any more because I think we're...
I think we've exhausted the 90s.
We've exhausted it, haven't we? We've exhausted it. Yeah, and that is it.
Fuck. Okay, well then I guess... Well, it's folk metal then, right?
Folk metal. But I'm nervy about that one. I think it... I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't excite me.
Okay, right, you got John, one? Yeah, you got
I've
one?
I've got one. I've got
okay.
one.
Yeah. What you got?
I've got, right, and I'm... Do you know, I've never heard them, but a friend of mine, I remember he was a fan of them, and I never listened to him, but I'm pretty sure I knew... For some reason, I'm confident he's a folk metal.
Okay.
I've got a band called Skyclad.
Skyclad.
The artwork's pretty... I kind of want you to see the artwork, John, actually.
Okay.
And if you say it's incredible, I need you to define...
Good or bad.
What you mean? Good or bad, yeah, good or bad.
We don't want another synergy.
I know. I felt fucked over.
It was not intentional.
I know it wasn't. I could tell it wasn't, but I... Can't hide my feelings about that.
Okay, Skyclad, what was the album called? They're on Spotify, luckily.
Oh, good. Burnt Offering for the Bone Idol.
Okay, I see this. Okay, what is he holding? Like an Oscars?
He's won the Oscar, yeah. What does he say? What's he won it for? Oh, that's the title's in there.
Oh, it's the title, yeah.
Best robe.
Best folk metal album.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got Skyclad. I'm confident with that one.
This artwork's really cool.
Do you like it?
Yeah, is that Stonehenge in the background?
It's something like Stonehenge, isn't it?
And then they've sort of like, the logo is almost drawn with crayons, I want to say. It looks really...
I got to say, I like the logo.
No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Okay, I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
So I've got a band that I've never heard of. They're called Summoning.
Summoning?
And the album is called Dolguldur. Dolguldur.
I'm going to assume they're a black metal band.
Well, the tags are black metal, atmospheric, dungeon sync, folk metal, Viking metal. So I think...
John, they've got it all going on.
They've got it all, yeah. They've done it all there. I think folk metal had the potential to give us a lot of potential, like Norwegian Viking metal or dungeon synth, because they're very closely closely linked, aren't they?
Is there a thing with like folk metal, maybe like pagan metal?
Yes, I think so. I mean, all right. Well, I think this is something we'll have to look into and kind of talk about at the start of the next step. Because folk metal is, yeah, it's an interesting one, I think.
Never listened to it, have you, John?
No.
Never listened to it.
But then I've listened to bands that could potentially fall into that tag. Like, I think Windir could.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They seem to be in that realm, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So I'm going to sub myself off. And John's going to do the outro. So I'm coming off. I'm off the pitch.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I mean, it was a good episode. Personally, I didn't like Exciter. Mike loved it. Judas Priest, bangers all round. Go listen to that if you haven't heard it yet. Please give us a like and a subscribe on all the socials. It helps a lot. It can.
Oh God! Right, I'm coming back on. I've subbed back on. No, you know, I'm going off. Go on, John.
All right, I'm subbing back on. I'm going to love and leave you with this Rob Halford quote. Heavy metal is immortal, but we're not. You like that one?
Yeah. That's great, man.